wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us. On the show this morning, scoreboard, Northern Colorado scoreboard. Get all the local scores and a few stats and stories from the games last night. And we've got a setup of a number of games this afternoon, too, on a Saturday. So we'll get to that in the first segment. Second segment, Corey Tickner is going to jump in with us. We'll talk to the Berthoud coach. An 18-14 win against Lamar. They had to come from behind and get it done. And then back half of the show, we'll talk a little volleyball and a little softball. Laverne Houston, the Windsor, iconic coach out at Windsor High School for volleyball. Her team is 11-2. They're number 4 in the state. We'll talk to Laverne. And Vince Moreno, the Roosevelt softball coach, they're 14-2 and number 5 in the state. Roosevelt softball, we'll talk about them as well. Gould Parts, the great sponsor of our show here. Alan Gould, his great staff down there, Vic Marie, the whole gang. Just terrific stuff. Anything you need, any part you need, big car part, truck part, whatever it is, big machine part, they'll get it for you or they'll make it for you. It is Gould Parts, your quality source for Napa parts. Right there off of Highway 85 and Collins Street in downtown Eaton. It is our great, great sponsor of the Preps Rewind. Also our scoreboard sponsor of all our game broadcasts and also a sponsor on Clark and the Coach. It is Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. All right, let's get to it. Scoreboard, well, our game last night, let's talk about that first. Columbine, the Rebels come in number 2 team in the state. They went to Timnath High School to take on the Fort Collins Lambkins. And I'll tell you what, this is a really good Columbine team. This is a team that can win the state championship this year. They didn't play a great game last night, and they still rolled in the football game 48-7. So, you look at what they did last night. I mean, a lot of penalties for Columbine, a lot of they shot themselves in the foot with a couple of turnovers, but they're just too much for Fort Collins to handle. The game in the trenches was won certainly by Columbine, as Andy Lowry's team just, offensively, they just ran the football. It's what they do. Had a couple of key passes that got through, but they win it going away last night. And Reeve Holiday, the junior quarterback for Columbine, he was our Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game. So a win for Columbine. They go to 5-0 with the win there, too. And we'll find out exactly what that looks like for them down the road. But this is a team you can pencil in, certainly, I think, to the Final Four this year. But, of course, that matters how you're playing down the stretch as well, too. For Fort Collins, Lambkins dropped to 1-4. We'll see what the Lambkins can do next weekend. They'll get Fossil Ridge. Fossil Ridge had a nice win last night, too, against Arvada West. At 4:30 with Rocky Mountain and Pooter, and then 7:30 Fort Collins and Fossil Ridge will go. But we're going to be on the air. It seemingly we'll have the answer for you on Monday, but all day I think we're going to KFK is going to be out at Canvas Stadium with Clark and the Coach at 10. Then we'll get to the whole show from 11 to 2, and then morph into a pregame, a football night in Northern Colorado early that day. Kyle Johnson will be out, and we'll get that sucker going, and then at 4 o'clock we'll get out to our Martin Marietta pregame show ahead of the big doubleheader between the 4 Fort Collins teams next week. Excuse me. All right, let's get to the scoreboard. If you didn't get Thursday's scores, we'll get those for you. University and Highland, all University, 48-8, took care of 1A Highland, so University, a big win there. It's their first of the year. Casey Doss's team, 1-3. Now Highland is 0-4. And our Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game there was Cole Croissant from University. Where's number one out there? And he was number one on the field. Made a lot of big plays for the Dogs in the ballgame. Riverdale Ridge, 3A football. Riverdale Ridge took on Thompson Valley, 21-0. Thompson Valley gets the win. So the Eagles move to 2-2. These are Thursday scores. And the other big Thursday game out here, Longmont and Skyline. Remember when they used to play for the title in the conference? Not so much this year, but Longmont was 1-3 coming in. Skyline 2-2. Skyline gets the win 33-21 against Doug Johnson's Trojans. How often do you see a Doug Johnson team 1-4 to start the season? All right, games last night. Let's see. Eden Reds had a bye 2A, so they'll go to they'll actually be at home next Friday night against Steamboat Springs. It will be the year after that Steamboat. They have to go to Steamboat. It just doesn't make any sense. And what if you're Steamboat? Every other weekend, you've got to travel 5 or 6 hours. Unbelievable. Rifle and Brush played last night. It was a good ball game. Rifle gets the win. Rifle's a terrific program, especially going back a number of years. They were always deep in the playoffs. And I was talking to Mike Danson last night, my color commentary, commentator who sat next to me for all of our games this year. And he said, yeah, Rifle, he knew them as a 3A program as well. So Rifle gets the win last night, 28-23 against Brush. Brush drops to 1-3 on the year. So we'll see what Joe Rosenbrock's team can do going forward. Valley and Weld Central, somebody had to win last night, 0-3 for both of them, and Valley gets the win. So Valley 28-13, Scott Leffler's group picks up their first win, 1-3 on the year in beating Weld Central. Lamar and Berthoud last night, great football game. Berthoud got down 14-6 in this one, but came back. They were down 14-6 at the break, came back and beat Lamar on their home field, 18-14 last night. So we're going to talk to Corey Tickner coming up here at about maybe 20, 25 after the hour, so 10, 15 minutes away from the coach from Berthoud, Corey Tickner, jumping on the phone with us, and we'll talk about his team's win last night. Skyler Stryker was the their sophomore quarterback, 10 of 16 last night with a touchdown pass. The big offense came from Alex Larson and Ben Hughes, though, running the football, and we'll talk to coach about that. Larson had a 137 and a touchdown. Hughes had 91 yards and a touchdown in the ballgame as well. Sterling beat Kent Denver last night, 28-26. So Sterling gets their first win. So first win night. University got their first win on Thursday. Valley gets their first win last night. Sterling gets their first win last night. Beat Kent Denver 28-26 in a close ball game in that one. Roosevelt, number one team in the state, against Holy Family. This was one of the games I circled and put on the calendar. 1-7 last night. And when you go down and play at Holy Family, you have got to bring your A game. Tigers 2-1 coming in. Roosevelt 14-14 after the first quarter. And then Roosevelt moves on, gets a 42-20 victory. Roosevelt moves to 5-0, number one team in the state. And as we said, 28-14 game at halftime. Roosevelt had the lead there. And then what did they do? Roosevelt gave up 243 yards to Holy Family passing the football, but they won the game in the trenches against the running game of Holy Family. Roosevelt gave up just 2.0 yards, just 2 yards per rush in the football game. You're going to stop Holy Family running, force them to be one-sided and to pass the football, and the scoreboard's going to look like it does at the end. Roosevelt on the road, down at Holy Family, a 42-20 victory. Severance and Evergreen, another group of teams right around the top 10. Severance sitting at number 12, Evergreen number 9. Severance, Jeff Van Winkle's team, has had an interesting year. I mean, you look at them, they got run by Green Mountain, then they came back and beat Jason Clatt of the Meade Mavericks, and then they came back and the Reds from Eaton ran them out of town. So last night, and what does Severance do last night? A pick six to open the ball game to go up 8-0. They had a 2-point conversion. Go up 8-0. Evergreen runs out 41 straight points and beat Severance 41-8 last night. So the number 9 team in the state, Evergreen, big win against Severance. They're 4-1 now. Severance Silver Knights dropped to 2-3 on the season. Fort Morgan and Frederick last night. Frederick Frankenstein gets the win. 48-14. They moved to 3-2 on the year. Frederick, Fort Morgan, the defending state champion, is 1-4. Boy, that's tough. All the years I've been doing this, and you look at state champions that come back, and you look at their next season, and this has been one of the biggest struggles. Fort Morgan, who lost so many terrific seniors, and it's showing on the scoreboard this year. Meade and Durango last night had this one circled as well. What could Jason Klatt's Meade Mavericks do going all the way down to Durango? Well, Durango, 42-14 win over the Meade Mavericks. It was close, 21-14 game at the half. Durango in front by just 7, but they dominate in the second half. Durango goes to 4-1 on the year. The Mavericks drop to 1-3 on the season. 4A games last night. It's a 4A versus Greeley Central versus Loveland last night, and this was all Loveland. In fact, halftime, 42-0, Loveland had the advantage. They win 49-6. Oh, Garrett Harstead, the legs. He wants to throw the ball, folks, like you. They can't believe, but they'll just take him running. Garrett Harstead had touchdown runs last night in the first, basically the first quarter or into the second quarter. 69-yard touchdown run, a 60-yard touchdown run, and a 39-yard score. So Harstead's legs were in fine flight last night. 42-0 halftime lead. They win 49-6 for Loveland. They move to 3-1, or rather 4-1 on the year. Greeley Central is 1-4. Monarch went to Poudre last night at French Field, and Eric Tonkin's team just drills Monarch. Monarch was 2-2 coming in. Poudre, now we're talking about, okay, in Fort Collins, the two teams we talked about coming in were Fossil Ridge with Tyler Kubot at quarterback and Rocky Mountain with Gage Brook at quarterback. Both of those guys, season-ending injuries. So they're done for the year. Changes the whole scope of everything. Remember Friday night, the Canvas Community Clash coming up. We'll have all four teams in action, a doubleheader on Preps Radio for you. But now, who's the best team? I mean, now with the different quarterbacks in and injuries considered, is Poudre the best team? Well, they're 4-1. The Impalas 40-0 last night against Monarch, 27-0 halftime lead. Look at the defense that Eric Tonkin's team put out. They had two pick sixes in the ball game in the 40-0 whitewash. Broomfield and Brighton last night, 32-7. Broomfield, the number two team in the state. The Eagles are really good this year. They went to Brighton and smacked them. 32-7 on that one, so Broomfield's 5-0. Brighton is 0-5. Windsor and Erie last night. Windsor coming off the 33-0 shutout against losing to Fossil Ridge the week before. Windsor's had kind of an in-and-out year so far, and they dropped to 2-3 as Erie pounds them 42-14. Blake Barnett and Erie, the Erie quarterback, Blake Barnett's so talented. They've had the toughest schedule, though, Erie. They're now 2-3 with the win, but that's a deceiving 2-3. I wouldn't want to have to play Erie come playoff time. Greeley West and Silver Creek. Silver Creek gets the win 33-14 against John Hickey's Greeley West Spartans. It was 17-6 Silver Creek at the half, so Greeley West was hanging in there. But Spartans dropped to 1-4. Silver Creek, the Raptors, go to 3-2 on the year with the win right there. All right, Fossil Ridge last night. I love this win for Jeff Fulton's team. We'll talk to Jeff coming up this week on Clark and the Coach. Fossil Ridge drills Arvada West. Arvada West was number 13. Fossil Ridge, I think, is sitting like 14 or 15, just in that also eligibles list. But they drill Arvada West 50-14 last night. So Fossil Ridge, even without... Fort Collins talked about that game a little bit. Reeve Holiday, our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game, the quarterback for Columbine, as they win 48-7 over Fort Collins. Did not have a final on the Rocky Mountain Horizon game last night. So if you've got that, dial us up at 353-1310, and we'll get that score out for everybody. Saturday games, Dayspring Christian, number 12 in the state in eight-man football. They'll be at home at Braselton Field today at 1 o'clock. They'll take on Hayden. Hayden 2-1 on the year. Dayspring also is 2-1. Resurrection Christian on the road to Katy, Texas. They're taking on St. John out in Katy, Texas, 1 o'clock game today as well for the number 6 Cougars, who are 3-0. Bob Mock's team trying to go to a perfect 4-0. Rangeview and Northridge will go tonight, 6 o'clock at District 6 Stadium. Can Northridge go to 5-0? Jeremy Hayden's team, I said they'd be 5-0 through their non-conference season, and let's see. That's a 5A versus 3A, though. Another double jump. We saw that earlier this year, but now we get Northridge and Rangeview in this one at District 6. That's 6 o'clock tonight. All right, we'll come back in a moment on the program. I want to thank, first of all, Milton's used to be Kramer's Wedge and that wonderful Tatanka Grill, made from scratch food, basically a restaurant kitchen right in the convenience store in the gas station, and made from scratch food, unbelievable stuff, seafood. They've got rotisserie chicken. The burritos, of course, are breakfast burritos off the hook. They've got all sorts of stuff. Get in and check out Milton's now. That's the new name. Milton's in Kersey, in Greeley, and in Eaton. They've got you covered. Great stuff at Milton's. State-of-the-art stores to get in. Get your fuel. Get all everything you need, and check out some great food at the Made from Scratch Kitchen at Milton's in Severance, or rather in Kersey, Greeley, and Eaton. All right, we'll come back in a moment, continue with the program. Corey Tickner, the Berthoud head football coach, going to jump on with us, talk about their come-from-behind win last night. We'll do that in a moment when we come back. Preps Rewind on a Saturday here. Northern Colorado, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back on a Saturday, Rewind here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. And I want to thank, as we said, Gould Parts, our great sponsor, our great headline sponsor of the program here. Been with us for, Gould Parts got to be 10, 12 years now as a sponsor on Preps Radio here at KFKA. And we thank them for all that they do right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street, downtown Eaton. It is your source for quality Napa parts. It is Gould Parts in Eaton. Go to the Gould Parts hotline right now. Head football coach out at Berthoud High School. Good come-from-behind win last night for the Spartans. Corey Tickner jumps on. Corey, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Clark. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, man. Talk about the game last night. Let's go about the season first. I mean, Timnath and Valley to open up, and you figure, you know, you guys coming back with some guys probably figure to win those ball games. But gotta be proud of your kids. They just take care of business. 48-0 against Timnath, 43-7 against Valley, and then a tough one against a good Thompson Valley team last week. Got you into this one last night, but good start for your kids in the first three games. Even though you're 2-1 in those first three, that's a pretty good start. You have to be happy with that, I think.
Yeah, you know, it was tough coming off a loss to Thompson Valley. Coach Tedford's crew over there, like you said, they're doing a great job. And it was really a tough pill to swallow because it put us into our bye week on a negative note. But, you know, it was nice to start off over at Timnath and play in their new stadium. That was a fun experience for all of our kids. And, you know, Valley came in, and that was a lightning-delayed game. So we actually played them, kind of felt like we played them twice, back-to-back days. That was something unusual for everybody. But that was a pretty stressful 36 hours for a coach over there. But I was glad to get those two first victories. And then, of course, it's always tough when you play Thompson Valley. And you got to take your hat off to those kids. They played really well that week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then off the bye week, you got to like what your kids did last night because you're a little adversity last night, too. You're down 14-6 in the second half, and your kids dial it up and they have a good comeback win. So you got to like that. Your kids have they've got stick-to-itiveness, I call it.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. You know, we were playing catch-up, seemed like all the way until about 7 minutes in the game. 7 minutes left in the game last night, I felt like we kind of took control. We just needed to finish it out. But like you said, we were playing chase. They scored first. We came back and answered, but we missed the PAT, so we were still down 6-7 at halftime. And that was the exact score in our previous game against Thompson Valley. So it was a good time for us to reflect and kind of have a redo coming out on that half and make amends and get the victory last night.
Talk about your sophomore quarterback, Skylar Stryker. 10 of 16 last night, 81 yards, did what it needed to do, threw a touchdown pass. So how's the sophomore progressing for you so far?
Yeah, Skylar had a great game last night. You know, we asked him to manage the game the first 3 weeks. Teams are starting to stack the box on us pretty good. So we're starting to put in a few other wrinkles with him. And, he's got the arm. So, you know, we don't hesitate to use it when we need him. And Weston Piotrowski had a good game for us last night. He had a really big touchdown for us. And I was really proud of the offensive line last night, Clark. You know, I call it the base of our triangle, our guard, center, guard. And Kyle Garman and Brandon Kalise at guard last night, and Ben Larson still holding it down at center, and they were crucial for us to get that victory last night.
All right, you brought up Ben Larson. Is that Alex's brother?
That is. That's his twin brother. So we got twin brothers.
Right?
Alex Larson's running the football, and Ben Larson is leading the way at center and plays some really strong middle linebacker for us.
That works. Alex has to thank Ben a bunch probably after what he's doing up front. Talk about that offensive line, too. How many returning starters did you have coming in this year? Because they're doing a fine job.
You know, we had one or two returning starters. You know, we had some kids that moved into town that we've found some spots for. And we've got about five kids right now that are playing really solid, regular offensive line football for us. We were, you know, unfortunately lost one of our big-time contributors in week one at that spot, but we should be getting him back here pretty soon to strengthen that group even more.
Fantastic. I know you were talking about Alex and Ben Hughes, a terrific job running, a 1-2 punch running the football last night for you. Alex, 27 carries, 137 yards, the workhorse. He got the touchdown in there. Is he playing Mike linebacker too for you guys?
Alex, we keep him predominantly on the offensive side of the ball.
You do?
Ben
okay.
Hughes does. Yeah, we want him to be our workhorse behind that offensive line and get the bulk of the carries. So Ben Hughes gives him some spot duty at running back. He plays some fullback for us. He also plays some outside linebacker. That kid, that's the next level player right there. I'm really excited to see how his recruiting process progresses throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And I was just really proud of those kids and the offensive line. We basically got the ball back with 6 minutes and 30 seconds last night in the fourth quarter. We were up by four. We were on the opponent's, you know, 45-yard line, and we ran the clock out, and they never got the ball back, and we didn't even score. So we ran a lot of plays in that 40 yards, and we just kind of took the game from them. It was really proud, really good to see.
Yeah, nothing better than killing the clock and just keeping control of that football at the end and putting the other team down. It's a cool thing. All right, Friday night coming up, you guys are at home against a really good Fort Lupton team. I mean, this might be one of the more surprising teams in the area to me. 3-1 for the Blue Devils so far. You guys, they beat Lamar by 3. So this is a team that you beat by 4. So on numbers, if you just look across the board, it looks like a pretty even matchup. But they're 1 point away from being 4-0, a 21-20 loss against Wheat Ridge, or they're perfect so far. What do you think you get from the Blue Devils when they come into Berthoud next Friday night?
Yeah, Coach Ramirez has Fort Lupton looking really good right now. They've got a quarterback that lines up in the RPO spread, and they like to throw the ball around quite a bit. So we got we've already got some ideas on that. We've been working this morning already. You know, we've got to look forward. So I'm excited to see what happens on Friday. They're coming over to Berthoud, 3-1 matchup to open the conference play this season, and our kids are really excited about it too. So yeah, it's going to be a good game, and our community is going to come out and support everybody, and it should be pretty fun Friday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Corey, I really appreciate your time, man. Great win for your kids last night. Come from behind fashion to get the win 18-14 against Lamar. Keep up the good work, and good luck going forward. We'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Thanks, Clark. Appreciate everything you do for high school athletics.
You bet. Thank you, Corey. Right back at you, man. Corey Tickner, the Berthoud head coach, with an 18-14 win last night against Lamar. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Continue with Preps Rewind here. A couple of really terrific coaches, iconic coach Laverne Houston, the Windsor volleyball coach, will jump on, and then Vince Moreno, the softball coach out at Roosevelt. Get them when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back on this is a terrific Saturday. Going to be great weather out there today. Get out there, hug your kids, and get some, go get some exercise today. Good stuff. All right, number 4 team in the state, volleyball in 4A, Laverne Houston's Windsor Wizards. They're 11-2 so far this year. We caught up the coach, talked about, this iconic coach, talked about her Windsor volleyball program. Here is Coach Laverne Houston.
Coach, how are you this morning? I'm doing good. Thank you.
There you are. Yeah, we're happy to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Laverne, let's talk about it real quick. All right. So Don's your husband. Mike's your bro-in-law, right?
That's correct.
That's pretty good stuff. Is Brittany, who I want to say, when you started this whole deal, I think we're going back, if my Fresno State math is correct, about 36 years for you coaching volleyball out here. I think 31 at Windsor now. Brittany was about 6 months old when you started doing this thing. Now she's sitting on your staff, right?
That's correct. Yep, that's exactly right. I started at university when Brittany was 6 months old, and yeah, I haven't stopped too much since that point.
Hey, Coach, before we get into specifics about the Wizards team, I want to just ask you, what changes have you seen over the last 30 or so years in volleyball in Colorado?
Well, I mean, it's a very popular sport right now. It's growing. You know, there's been a ton of rule changes, and all the rule changes have been great. I think the biggest thing is probably going to rally scoring, having libero, which is your defensive player, and now we have boys volleyball growing in the state, and I'm excited about that. I also coach the Unified Windsor Severance boys volleyball team in the spring, so that's exciting. But I think that's probably the biggest thing is just the sport is just evolving, and now we got boys involved, and hopefully it continues to grow.
And how about the presence of club volleyball?
Oh, club is huge. Club has grown a whole lot. I when Brittany played, I don't think there were probably more than a few hundred teams, and now we're, you know, and when I say a few hundred, I'm talking like maybe 125 or so, and maybe just a handful of clubs, and now we're upwards into about 120 clubs and 800 teams. So it has really, really grown a lot.
Coach, have you always had a hand in club coaching as well?
I have. Probably from the time that Brittany was about in eighth grade, so 14 years old. So. I have, and I currently run my own club business, which is Club One out of Weld County.
That's right. I know Club One, no doubt about it. Three other kids for you. Talk about them for a sec. Am I right? Do you have a total of four kids?
I do have four children,
all right.
Yep.
Put the other three in the spotlight for a sec. What are they doing, and what are their names?
Okay. As you know, Brittany coaches with me at Windsor High School. She's also a teacher at Severance Middle School.
Terrific. Okay.
My son, Zachary, who attended Windsor High School for 3 years and then finished up at Northridge as a three-sport athlete, he is currently working with Don in the insurance business. And then my son, DJ, and Zachary's 35, DJ's 31, and he is currently also working with Don in the insurance business. And then my youngest son is Cody, and he's 27 years old, and he works for some company out of Loveland. And Cody finished up his high school at Roosevelt High School.
Sweet.
Well, Laverne, you guys are well covered in insurance.
That's right.
Yeah. I know that.
That's good. That's good stuff. Laverne, let's talk about this. This schedule has been, it's dotted with great teams. I mean, look at the way you guys started off, too. You start off against Thompson Valley, Leicester's team over there. They're number one in the state. I mean, you get them early, you get Lutheran early, a good Liberty Common team. You get Gwen Forster's Eaton team. That's a rigorous schedule at the beginning, but it sure lets you know where you are. And it's not so much about wins and losses there. It's about learning about your team, right?
That's exactly right. And, well, we weren't scheduled to face Thompson Valley immediately. I think we would have had about three or four matches under us before facing Thompson Valley, but due to schedule changes, they came early. And it really was, and you're exactly right. It wasn't about wins and losses. This schedule, which is very brutal, very tough schedule, isn't about wins and losses. It's about learning how to play as a team. Sure. And growing as a team week to week. And that's one thing that we really focus on. And, you know, I think the past week or so. We faced a tough Fossil Ridge team and Iowa team, and it's really where we want to be. And we learned a lot from the Thompson Valley loss, and then learned a lot from the Eaton loss, which, by the way, was a really good competitive match and could have gone either way. So we've faced some solid teams, and I think it's only going to help us down the road to grow more and learn more about each other and how to get better as a team.
Yeah, sure. Set you guys up. 8 matches in a row you guys have taken. And, I mean, you mentioned Fossil Ridge, number 6 team in 5A. Niwot's number 7 in the 4A ranks. Platte Valley 2, Riley Haynes' team, I mean, they're nothing to sneeze at. They're number 4, 3A. So,
yeah, I'm glad you brought them up. They're a very solid team.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, that, but you're playing great volleyball right now. I mean, if you're looking at the progression of the Wizards volleyball team this year, you probably have to be happy where you started to where you are right now.
Yes, absolutely. We're not going to settle for where we are. We got to keep picking at things that we need to improve on. And I feel like week to week, if we just make those baby steps, we're going to be where we need to be come the end of October, early November.
Coach, volleyball's a long season. I mean, you start in August, you end in November. Is there that part of the season where you just take a deep breath and say, you know, we're going to take a couple days off practice and kind of reset, you know, before the state playoffs?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, if you take a look at our schedule, this week we only have one match, and that's on Tuesday. And then we come back the next week, and we only have one match, and that's on Tuesday again, I believe. So we will sprinkle in a day off. We'll come in and maybe just tackle the weight room, get into the weight room, and really do that. We will do that a little bit through the season, even when we have matches. But where we have 3-4 days off in a row, we will get in the weight room, really work agility, conditioning, and give the kids some time off the floor.
Boy, pretty balanced roster when you look at it. 5 seniors, 2 juniors, 2 sophomores, 3 freshmen. This is a up and down the line. It's a pretty impactful roster.
Yeah, it really is. And they're great kids. They all bring something to the team. And, you know, our 3 freshmen, trying to bring them along and hope to get them some playing time just so they get a little taste of varsity action. But, it's a good team with a few leaders and some good volleyball players.
Absolutely. Been doing this for a long time, and I'm looking at like Cadence Marsh, who's terrific. Just a sophomore for you. And that's what keeps happening probably every time you're going, boy, oh, boy, I could see the light at the end of the tunnel, and maybe someday I'm going to hang this up. And then you get a great group of freshmen and sophomores that come in, and you go, nope, now's not the right time. But Cadence Marsh, I mean, number 1 in kills, number 1 in aces, number 1 in assists, and she's a sophomore. That's a pretty good gal to build around.
Wow, and you took the words right out of my mouth. Cadence is a very special athlete. She's more than that, she's just a great kid, a good person, a good teammate. And yes, you're exactly right. It's like, okay, all right, it might be time. I got a couple years in me. And then I get someone like Cadence, sure. And I was like, oh my gosh, I want to see her grow. I want to see what she does. And it brings, you know, some excitement back up and say, wow, what can we do now? And so she, of course, you know, has been a really nice, not surprised, because I've watched Cadence play since she was probably about 10, 12 years old. And she was always playing up with the older girls, and it's really paid off with her. She's a really fine athlete.
There's never a good time, Coach, because those 8th graders now that you probably are a little familiar with or not familiar with as much, they're going to have those stars too, and you're going to say, wow, might want to coach those guys too.
Yes, yeah, and you're exactly right. There are a couple. I haven't seen a lot of the 8th graders, but I saw some 7th graders play. And I'm looking at a couple kids there thinking, wow, how are they? They're tall kids, and they only have some ability. That's exciting. You know, one thing I've always talked, and a lot of people ask, hey, Coach, when's the time? What are you thinking? How many years you got left in you? And I always say, oh, I don't know, maybe 2-3 years. And Don will look at me, my husband, and he'll say, yeah, and then what are you going to do? And I said, I don't know. And he said, I know what you're going to do. You're going to be a pain in my butt. That's what's going to happen. And I said, oh, my God.
You're right.
And so I probably would drive myself crazy. I'm sure that I would jump on board as a volunteer somewhere. I'm sure I'd probably go pop into maybe a middle school program and help in that respect. I don't really know. But it will be hard to get out of it totally.
Yeah. Are you still teaching, Coach?
I do, and that's why I was having this problem with connecting, because I'm in subbing today at Severance High School.
Sweet.
And the reception in here isn't great.
Gotcha.
And so I finally had to get a landline to make this call.
Right on. Coach, I know you're busy. Thank you so much for jumping on and shedding a little light with us on Windsor and your background and everything going forward. But one of the most iconic coaches out here in Northern Colorado, folks, Laverne Houston. Laverne, thank you so much. Good luck going forward. Go get a gold ball this year. What do you say?
Hey, well, that's the goal. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet.
All right. I believe we're at the end of that. We cut out on my end on that interview right there with Laverne Houston, but... yeah, there's the coach. 11-2 so far for the Windsor Wizards, number 4 in the state. That's one of the more iconic coaches in Northern Colorado high school sports. Come back in a moment. Vince Moreno, the softball coach out at Roosevelt High School. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Prep 3-1 on a Saturday here in Northern Colorado. Don't forget, Friday night, folks, coming up, Canvas Community Clash, going to be fun. Doubleheader, Rocky Mountain and Poudre at 4:30, Fossil Ridge and Fort Collins at 7:30, and it looks like we're going to be out at Canvas Stadium all day. The KFK group will be out there. You get your morning show, of course, 6 to 10 a.m. They'll be in the studio at KFKA. But then starting at 10 from Canvas, Clark and the coach, myself, Bruce Dick, will be out there. Then 3 hours of the number one talk show in the state, the whole show from 11 to 2. And then we'll morph into a football night in NoCo and then the doubleheader. So big, big day for Fort Collins teams, for the city of Fort Collins, for all of that goes into Northern Colorado high school sports. Big, big day out at Canvas Stadium next Friday. All right, caught up with Vince Moreno. Look at this cat, man. This Roosevelt softball program is hitting just new heights. I mean, one of the best programs in the state. 14-2 this year, number 5 in the rankings. Here's the Roosevelt coach, Vince Moreno.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Good, Coach. Thanks for being with us today.
We got you at a good time, Vince. 6 in a row for the Riders now. After a tough loss against Frederick, and we'll talk about the conference here in a little bit, but 6 straight for you guys, including a terrific 11-0 win against Thompson Valley yesterday. One of your terrific sophomores, Lily Rosenthal, jumps in, gets her 8th win of the year. Got to like the way you guys came out and took care of business yesterday, right?
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because we talked to the girls on Monday because they're going through practice and we're going through just going through the motion type of thing, right? And I had to pull them aside and say, hey, you know what? We haven't done nothing yet. You know,
right.
We might have a good record, but, you know, we start, you know, being lazy in practice, I could carry on to games. And a team like Thompson Valley, yeah, the record might be low, but, you know, they're an up-and-coming team. And so we had to bring them like a little reality check and bring them back down and finished practice strong, and then we came out and took care of business yesterday. So it was good for us.
Yeah, no doubt. Nice win, two back, too. I mean, you've got the 2 shutouts against Northridge. And Dave Fosdick's team's a good club, too. I mean, you're talking Thompson Valley, Northridge in there. But so far in the conference, it seems like the main foes are going to be Frederick and Riverdale Ridge. And you guys had a nice win against Riverdale on the 14th. You beat them 3-2 in that ball game. So the girls playing well right now, kind of like the drive you guys are on.
Yeah, you know, again, when we talked about the beginning of the season, you know, just like every coach says, we'll do one game at a time. But, you know, our league with Riverdale and Frederick, those are the teams that, you know, are going to be the top of the league. And, you know, against Frederick, you know, we were 2-2 going to the bottom of the 6th, and then we just had a bad end, and then they won 8-2. But, you know, we hung with them. And then, you know, with Riverdale, it just, you know, we battled all the way to the end and came on top. So we like where we're at, that's for sure.
Coach, what have you learned from, let's go back to, you know, mid-August to today. What have you learned about your team that maybe you weren't sure about going into the season?
How we all bought into being role players. You know, we talk about that every year. We have girls who coming in from the club team. You know, they're starting catcher and starting shortstop or starting first baseman. And we tell them, hey, you know what? We just need 9 players. And so if you're a starting catcher, you're probably going to be an outfield for us, you know. And then that's the way it works. We have a catcher right now who's actually playing in the outfield. And I told her I can't even catch the time right now because you're too important to me in the outfield. Huh. And she's a freshman. And so that's, you know, a great problem to have. But just how these girls are just buying in and trusting the process, you know. Again, our models, we before me, and we are putting the team before, you know, individuals in that. So I just love how they're just buying in.
Got a senior leader in Bridget McNeil who's having a terrific run for you guys. We'll talk about Lily Rosenthal, your super sophomore, here in a sec. But Bridget, second on the club in RBIs, second in hits, 6 stolen bases. Is she near the top of the order? I'm taking a shot. Is she your leadoff hitter?
She is my leadoff hitter, yes. We want to give Bridget as many opportunities as she can to swing the bat. So last year I think we had her batting fourth or fifth hole, but you know, this year we you know, she's a lefty. She doesn't slap, she just, you know, actually she does have decent power and decent speed. Again, she's our one of our pitchers, but we also play, for a lefty, we have her play shortstop for us. One of the best hands you see as a shortstop is a lefty. So she's that important.
She's a lefty playing shortstop.
Yes, people find that odd.
That is odd, I gotta tell you.
You know, even last year, we know what the great run we had with her and Malaya. With Malaya being in the circle, we put Bridget. We didn't have to put Bridget at shortstop at all. She makes some great plays. So Bridget is phenomenal.
All right, there is softball coach Vince Moreno out at Roosevelt High School. And, boy, they are just killing it so far. 14-2 on the year, number 5 team in the state. And they'll be a team to reckon with come playoff time here in Northern Colorado. You want that whole interview with Vince Moreno, just Google up Clark and the Coach Archives, and you'll get it done and knock it out of the park with that one. All right. Thank you on the program to Corey Tickner today. Bertha head football coach. They had an 18-14 comeback win last night against Lamar, so a good win for Bertha there. Thank you to Laverne Houston, the Windsor volleyball coach, and Vince Moreno, the Roosevelt softball coach. Friday night, don't forget, folks, Canvas Community Clash, 4:30, 7:30 doubleheaders. We'll have Pooter and Rocky to open things up, and then Fossil Ridge and Fort Collins for the